Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we're joined, happy to be joined by Willie Fritz, head coach of the Houston Cougars. And the 21st ranked Houston Cougars are headed to NRG Stadium to face the LSU Tigers in the Kinders Texas Bowl on December 27th. Before we kind of look at that matchup, coach, one, we appreciate you joining us. And two, what's been the big thing behind this turnaround, a pretty quick turnaround, going from 4 wins to 9 wins and really competing in the Big 12, at least really competing for a championship in the Big 12 this year?
Well, we had a little bit of time that helped us. You know, when I took the job a year ago, we had to play an extra week. I was at Tulane and played in the conference championship. By the time I got there, school was already out. You know, it's out right now for us. And, so I didn't get a chance to meet the kids. And the portal was a little different to navigate. I didn't really know, what we needed, those kind of different things. Did the best we could. And we're very competitive in year one. But
hold on, Coach. Let's pull Coach down to see if we can get a better connection there. Coach Willie Fritz joins us back here. Sorry about that, Coach.
As you said,
navigating year one, going through that portal, not knowing exactly what you needed when you guys first got there.
Yeah, that was something that was a little bit different. And I think everybody kind of was learning point in time. But now there's a little bit of stability in the sport, and we're going to have one portal window instead of two, like we've had the last few seasons. But also, we want this to be a high school driven program. That's I know Clint played for a buddy of mine, Dick Olin, at Baytown Lee. I recruited his high school for decades. Did you play with Andy Hodges too?
Yeah, he's a little younger than me. I know who you're talking about, but he's younger. I appreciate
Andy
you dating
for me.
played
for me up there in Missouri when I was up there. He still comes to a bunch of my games here at the University of Houston. But kids seem to be a lot easier to adapt to a place when it's pretty close to their home. So we're just lucky we're at the epicenter.
Damn cell phones getting us. Coach, if you're back with us, man, can you speak a little bit to just being able to play in this bowl game right here in your backyard and how big of a deal this is?
Yeah, we were really hoping that we'd have an opportunity to play in the Texas Bowl. I've heard great things about it. I think this will help us. We talked about recruiting. I think this should help us in recruiting as well. And obviously playing a quality opponent like LSU. I'm very familiar with them, being at Tulane for 8 years. They probably have a top 10 recruiting class, every year the last 20, 30 years. So we're going to play against some really high-level talent. Know a lot of the coaches on staff. A few of them have coached with me. Some different stops along the way. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us. I know when the pairing was made, our kids were excited about being able to compete against a great program like LSU.
Coach, as we look at the bowl situation here, I'm curious from you, somebody who has been in college football for a long time, and I think a lot of people are excited about this matchup here at NRG between Houston and LSU. As we look at kind of the landscape of college football right now, do you have concerns that the bowl system is potentially going to change and maybe this may look different here years down the line?
Yeah, I do. You know, I've saw there's a few teams that opted out. There's reasons they might want to do that. I think you always want to have another opportunity to play. We love playing football here at the University of Houston. You know, I think most schools feel that way. But we got to figure all this stuff out with the, college football playoffs, the bowl system and how we're doing it, when we're playing those games. There's the portal, when the best time for that might possibly be. So there's a lot of things. There's been a lot of changes. Just there's been more changes the last 3 or 4 years than I had the first 30-some-odd years of my career. And there's probably going to be more changes coming up, but hopefully we can make the right changes and we'll stay down a path for a long period of time.
Coach, we can go way down a rabbit hole and not make a whole lot of progress talking about with the state of the transfer portal, NIL, and all that kind of jive that you got to deal with to make a dang living. But I want to get back on these Cougars, man. At what point this year in this turnaround? I know you were pretty confident in you guys and you knew you had a good squad. But at what point in this season did you realize, hey, man, some wires are connected here, man. We got a real chance for this thing to take off.
You know, quite a few of the games, probably when we went out to Arizona State, you know, we had a most unbelievable strength coach, and he passed away during the season. Matter of fact, passed away that morning of that ball game, Kurt Hester. And, you know, the kids just have never wavered. You know, the strength coaches, you know, sees the players probably more than anybody. You know, they're around him on a daily basis once you get done with the season. And the coaches aren't around him quite as much. And he made just a tremendous impact. And our guys kind of dedicated the year to Coach Hester and all the things that he did to help those guys turn into better young men. And, you know, that was a tough game out there. They're a good squad. They were the Big 12 champion a year ago, and the guys played extremely well that night and fought through a lot of adversity and just showed me how tough they were. And that kind of made me realize, you know, hey, these guys – really turned the corner.
All right, Coach. Well, Wynn, we appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to this matchup. I know we'll be out there doing some things. Hell, Clint might call the game. You never know. He might call this Kinder's Texas Bowl coming up December 27th between your Houston Cougars and the LSU Tigers. Can't wait to see that, and good luck in the game coming up.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. Go Cougs.
All right, that's Coach Willie Fritz, head coach at the University of Houston. As I said, turnaround, Clint, 4-8 last year, and now they're 9-3. And I'm sure he is. There's a couple of losses in there where I'm certain he, like West Virginia at home, that one comes to mind a lot. Where that's a team that I think Houston's been better than all season and just had a tough game that day, but 9 wins off of a 4-win season in year one. That's a pretty good turnaround.
Yeah, it's a hell of a year too, man. I mean, look, you lose to Texas Tech in pretty convincing fashion, but you look who they are, and then as you said, you drop one to West Virginia.
West Virginia, you drop one
to TCU. Yeah, Those two hurt. Yeah. Those two hurt, no doubt, because you feel like you got a real chance, and you obviously got a really good team, a 9-win team, and so you look back on this one, and you wish you had them two games back. But what I love about what's going on at U of H is, and this, there's a couple of things in college football. Look, there's a lot of conversations around what needs to change and how it needs to change. I don't know that there's ever going to be a right answer. It's just like the college football playoffs. If they expand this thing to 16 teams, we're going to be bitching and moaning about 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, who gets in. It's a never-ending story. It's always going to happen, right? But one thing that I do think is absolutely beautiful, kind of a silver lining, is what's going on right now at U of H with the Connor Wegman kid. I mean, a local kid that goes to Texas A&M, four-star, five-star. I don't remember Tyler. You probably know what he was, but I know he was a highly rated quarterback coming out, right? He goes to A&M. Things don't go according to plan. And in typically old-school fashion, he'd be buried on a depth chart. He'd probably have to sit around for a year and then decide to transfer. And then when he transfers, he's got to sit out another year. And so you sit there and you just and you this kid, when he's on a clock and he's got 5 years from the time that he steps on campus, he's got 5 years to play college football. And the NCAA has always acted like, oh, no big deal. It is a monster. It's a major deal for a kid that's only got one life to live to have his clock ticking and be forced to sit out multiple years. And the silver lining in this thing right now, it's a win-win for players and schools, right? Maybe not your top schools, but 75 to 80% of schools out there. Connor Wegman realizes immediately, hey, this thing ain't working out at A&M. This is not where I am wanted. It's not where I'm going to get my run. So I'm a good enough player. I can go somewhere else. I can get paid, and I can play and enjoy my 5 years, whatever football is possible in my 5 years. He goes to U of H. He doesn't only go to U of H. He also helps a program and brings a four-star, five-star talent to a program that typically would have never seen that four or five-star. And so the transfer portal itself is beautiful. Players getting paid is beautiful. Expanding college football playoffs is absolutely beautiful. All these things that just get such a they're bad, they're viewed negatively because the adults in the equation, the NCAA is awful, there's no guardrails, and it's the wild, wild west. But the reality of it is the silver lining is what's going on at U of H. The program is significantly better because you can go places and you can get four and five star players to come to you after they realize, hey man, their first decision wasn't a real good one. Right. And so the program wins in a major way. We as fans win in a major way because it's not just a clean sweep, but there's more parity in college football. You can see the Ole Misses of the world that are actually the Vanderbilts of the world can go out there and the Indianas of the world. How do I forget the number one team in the country? Like these teams, programs can be completely rebuilt immediately because you can hire a coach and that coach can bring 14 or 15 players that knows their system and can I mean, you start on the 10th floor instead of the first floor in building that thing when you can do that. So I know we got to get some guardrails in place. They got to figure this thing out, man. But what's going on at U of H is exactly why it's beautiful with the Connor Wegman kid getting a second opportunity and U of H getting the chance to have a quarterback of that ilk.
I do wonder what their ceiling is there.
U of H?
Yeah, just because, like he said his backyard, and literally just step outside his backyard, there's a ton of talent in the city of Houston. Oh, yeah. I mean, you go through college football every week. You see people from Katy here. You hear that name all over the country. Teams from Katy, players from Sugar Land, players from the area, players from Houston. But obviously, he has to compete. Now, they are in the Big 12 now, which is a big deal, but still got to compete with A&M, and you got to compete with Texas and Texas Tech. Well, it's been, and I do. It is something to see what the ceiling is at U of H.
Well, the ceiling is a college football playoff. I mean, get in and see what happens. I mean, that's the ceiling. I mean, the reality of it is, at U of H, there is no doubt about it. You're playing in a conference where you can, at U of H, you can get equal to or better than Jimmy's and Joe's of anybody in this conference. Absolutely, 100%. You may have a hard time competing with that money at Texas Tech right now, the way they're buying players. But I'm just talking about long term. There's not a program in the Big 12 that's going to go out there and year in year out have better Jimmys and Joes than U of H. Now, if you go in there and you jack around and you don't recruit, you don't develop, you don't have a good offensive mind, a good defensive mind, that's a different story. But if you put the pieces together, you can go out and if you can identify the.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You can identify the talent that you want to bring in the transfer portal and pay them. If you pay the right guys, if you find a quarterback that works in your system, that fits your system, that's a legit leader and a real player, not some guy that just has some tangible assets, but a guy that's if you find your quarterback and you pay the right guys, U of H can very easily be the best team in the Big 12, which puts you squarely in the middle of the college football playoffs. Texas Tech is telling you that right now.
In theory, your mind is, all right, as he said, we want to be a high school program. You get good amount of kids in this city, and then you pair it with, as you said, getting the right kids out of the portal.
Yeah.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.